time you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
May I?
Sure.
Ladies first.
All right.
Your cell phone plays a Lone Ranger, woman for man. Oh, yeah. That's clever. I like that.
All right.
Your cell phone plays a Lone Ranger, or whatever the real name of that song is. How clever.
Okay.
I heard it ringing from down the train aisle, and I peeked around from my seat to see who was attached to it. You answered it. It was your dad.
Oh.
How nice. He was doing well. Your mother's arthritis was acting up, but she was taking her pills.
Okay.
Glad to hear that.
Okay.
I know you're single and open-minded because you said your ex was in town with a new husband and that y'all had dinner.
Oh, all right.
I agree. That restaurant is overrated, but hey, that is really what it's all about.
All right.
Even if it's hard to meet nice men who aren't married or neurotic, I'm none of those things. Your recent trip to Tahoe sounded so great. I can't believe y'all did the hiking, the camping, the swimming, the eating, and managed to get stung by a bee, swelled up like a balloon, and still got back to work on Monday.
Wait, so he's getting, or she's getting all this from his conversation?
Yep, she's listening.
Eavesdropping. Okay.
Yeah, right. She's eavesdropping, like, right. Very attentively.
Yeah.
She's not missing a beat. You are Superman. It is a bummer about your job, not to mention the industry as a whole, eh? Just going down the toilet. But I agree, it will bounce back, and someone as smart as you, with your education and experience, should have no trouble finding something soon.
Right.
It's great that your father's so supportive and is helping you with the bills and rent. I can tell you were so nice to your mom when she got on the phone, and it's adorable that she put the dog on. I mean, what 30-ish guy would take time from his busy morning commute to say hello to his mother's hard-of-hearing dog for a good 3 minutes?
Hello! Hello! Hi, buddy!
Yeah,
hi,
oh, buddy. I love you, too. Love you, too.
I hate it when my mom makes me talk to the dog, but you were such a good sport, and I could tell from listening to you for 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
It was well worth missing out on scrolling Instagram and dreaming of the unattainable lifestyle. You could be my one and only.
Okay.
I feel like I know so much about you. So, let me introduce myself and impress you with my unhealthy knowledge of Macaulay Culkin facts.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yep, because she's got her really extensive knowledge of Macaulay Culkin. If you'd like to roll out.
Okay.
Tell me the cute nickname you have for your family dog so I know it's you. All right. That was much going on.
I would like to hear those Macaulay Culkin facts, quite honestly.
I would, too. Are there that many?
Don't know.
Okay, but she knows a lot about him. They are already, I think, a couple steps ahead.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's titled, You Were the Naked Human Sushi Platter. Man for woman.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know this sounds weird, but my company had a huge party last month, and you were the woman lying still in the middle of the room, naked, with a bunch of fresh sushi on your body.
What is happening?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to stop thinking about you since.
Got it.
You were so professional. And silently laid there while Lance from accounting grabbed a spicy tuna roll off your navel.
Oh, Lance was really aggressive, apparently.
How do you do it? I was transfixed. It took me nearly 15 minutes to get the courage to even come up to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was the guy who approached you and tried to break the ice by asking you if you knew where any good fast food joints were.
What a line.
Hey, I know you're laying there naked with sushi on you, but know any good fast food places?
And hey, are we just glazing over the fact that this is a work function?
Yes,
with
we are.
With a naked lady and sushi all over her? What kind of company is this?
You smiled. I'm in love. I was so nervous, and I apologize for accidentally poking you with my chopsticks as I tried and failed to lift a piece of sushi off your stomach.
Ow.
I could tell you've done this before because you barely flinched.
Not our first rodeo.
I want you to know, I resisted taking the pieces near your womanly parts.
What a gentleman.
In fact, I found myself getting jealous of the dumb, hungry oafs I work with who didn't pay you any attention and so absent-mindedly grabbed roll after roll until you were nearly exposed.
What company is this? I'm really bothered by the fact this is a work function. What is happening? What kind of company is this?
I had to keep reminding myself that you were there for a job.
Yes, a pro. Yes.
So you were used to this.
Oh, okay.
And then one of the caterers came out, cleaned you up, gave you a robe, and poof, you left and were gone.
Off into the night. Oh, that's tragic.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Poof! You've been burned into my brain forever.
Adorable.
I would really like to get to know you better and when you're not naked and covered in sushi. What do you say?
You know what? I've got a way he could probably get in touch with her. The boss who hired her for their work function. What is going on? Like, what? Isn't that's got to be against the employee handbook, right? Right? Like, no naked
if
people
it's
with
an
food
after,
on her.
If it's an after-hours work function, Kelly, anything goes.
Okay, I think I have an idea of
what we're going to be doing for our Christmas.
For the Christmas party.
That's right. Searching naked sushi models.
Oh, that's a different
well,
idea.
That's a great one.
Way to switch it up.
All right, there you go. That is our
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Delicious.
On 99.7 DJX.